How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I hope everything's well at your end, too.
Yes, we are doing great here, as you know, in Hastings, Prince Edward. And, of course, we had a small outbreak here, but it was handled well. And I think things are on the road to recovery as far as that goes. But this week you had an opportunity to talk about some more beds coming in long-term care. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're looking at a modernization of long-term care, which is long, long overdue. And the government is putting $1.75 billion behind a redevelopment funding model to make sure that the long-term care projects get built. Because we've seen back 2011 to 2018, only 611 beds were built under the previous government during that time. And we know that our population is aging, and that aging of the population is outpacing our current long-term care capacity. So that's why our wait lists are growing. That's why we have the congestion with hallway healthcare in hospitals. And so it's absolutely critical that we get going on this redevelopment. And the 1972 standards that we know that 30,000 beds, long-term care beds in Ontario are based on, it's just so old that the standards aren't there. And that's why we see issues surrounding air conditioning. And that is something that you've heard the Premier be very firm about. And we're actively working on making sure we have a plan for this summer for the homes that are affected and for the longer term. So this is a very much needed redevelopment.
Well, you know, I was watching the press conference and I saw the mayor the premier. What's with titles today? I can't get the titles. I saw the premier talking about air conditioning. I'm like, air conditioning? I'm surely all these facilities have air conditioning, and then hearing that they don't, that's a head scratcher. I think a lot of people were shocked to hear that. I mean, clearly seniors, especially those who are in long-term care facilities, require climate control. It's a no-brainer.
Thank you. Well, just to be clear, that the majority of the homes do have some way to cool the air. There is a small number that don't have the adequate cooling. But one of the issues we've seen with the outbreak is that residents have to stay in their rooms. And in many of the instances that I'm referring to, the bedrooms specifically do not have the air conditioning. Now, there's many reasons for that. It might include the proper airflow for infection control. Even the use of fans is being judiciously used because of the risk of spreading COVID. So, you know, COVID-19 has definitely shone a light on the cracks in our long-term care system that were many years, many, many years in the making. But this redevelopment, it's so important for people to understand this is the start. This is the start of creating capacity. It's going to kickstart building. We're looking at innovative models to help people stay in their homes longer as well. And understanding not only the home care part, but how we integrate our long-term care system with the acute care system, use the expertise there, and bring all those together to put the resident at the center. And that really is the foundation of all of our plan. The one-size-fits-all doesn't work anymore. We have to be much more flexible, understanding that rural is not the same as urban. And that's why we've done a segmentation to approach the redevelopments and the new construction in a different way than previously.
You talked about just over 600 new beds with the last government. And after you made your announcement, Andrew Horvath of the NDP said, hey, I mean, it's 2 years into your mandate, this government's mandate, and there's hardly any new beds. What's the reason for that, and will that number get expedited in the next 2 years?
Well, there's a big healthcare transformation as we came in, and congratulations to Minister Elliott for doing such a good job with such a huge effort. The building really had to be reevaluated as to why those construction projects were not moving. So there were almost 7,000, 8,000 beds that were ready to be built but they weren't moving. So we had to take the time as a new ministry back, starting back in the summer of 2019, to sit down, to consult with our sector, to consult with the experts in the field, and look at land costs, construction costs, development charges. And we recognized that the old funding model just didn't work. It didn't incent anybody to build the new homes and the new spaces that we needed. And so it took a bit of a learning curve, but you got to understand the problem in order to get the right solution. And so I can guarantee Ontarians that we've been working diligently from the beginning as a new ministry to understand this problem. And we're also aware that as we build capacity, we also have to build staffing. They have to go together. And so it's critical for us to understand not only the capacity issue, but also staffing and the other measures that we take to address COVID-19 or, you know, other potential infectious agents as we move forward. So there's a tremendous amount of a sense of urgency to get going, but we also have to understand the problem, and that's what we've been doing. We've got to get people the care that they need sooner and get shovels in the ground faster. But like I said, it's more than the construction. It's about the staffing and understanding that issue, because we saw that emerge as a major problem with COVID-19, and that was a long-standing issue as well. But I'm very pleased that our government is committed to long-term care. It's been a passion of mine for many, many years as a family doctor, and it's the first time that this level of commitment of any Ontario government has been seen.
Does it make things more difficult for you to do your job with the fact that there are three types of administrations for long-term care, whether it's government-run, for-profit or not-for-profit, or does it all kind of work the same? Is one more difficult to deal with than the other?
That's a good question. I think it's not so much the ownership issue as how do we put the residents at the center. Everyone working in long-term care, whether you're in government or operating a home or staff, it has to be about putting the resident at the center. But we know the long-standing problems, the capacity issues in our homes. We were at 99% capacity going into COVID-19. Staffing was in a crisis going into COVID-19. These had been decades in the making. So I recognize, and my ministry recognizes, and our government overall, the huge challenge that we have ahead of us. But we have the courage and the commitment to address it like no other government has done before us. We are at a critical time, and we are a government that understands the scale of the problem, and that's why it's going to take all different kinds of solutions. So we know there's differences between municipal homes. We know that there's differences in regions, and those have to be taken into consideration, and that's why we've done a regional approach, a flexible approach, and understanding the differences across Ontario.
Before we let you go, there was also an announcement made regarding people being able to visit their loved ones, and the restrictions have been, I guess, relaxed in many cases. I think we all realize that not being able to see our loved ones has caused them a lot of strife, a lot of grief, yeah, not only for the families, but for the loved ones themselves and the staff in long-term care facilities. So things have opened up.
Yeah, absolutely. I have about a minute more, so I want to touch on this because it is such an important area. And we've been working with the Chief Medical Officer of Health and Public Health to understand how we can open up in a thoughtful and vigilant way. And we've seen the devastation in long-term care homes in some instances. And so we have to be cautious how we do this. So it has been heartbreaking to see people not being able to be reunited with their family members. And we understand the important role that essential caregivers and visitors play in the mental health and the well-being of residents and their families both. So up to two visitors at a time are now immediately going to be allowed outdoor visits. This is very, very important right now. And also starting on the 22nd of July, it'll be indoor visits allowed, also up to two visitors at a time. They will be provided for those indoor visits with masking by the homes. For the outdoor visitors, they can bring their own face coverings, but it is based on the home's ability to address the interest in the visitors in terms of the capacity for the staffing to manage it. So I want to make sure that this is something that we need to collaborate with on the with the homes and the families to best address their needs. So I'm thrilled to see this basically a reunification going on, and I'm happy that families will be together again. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. Minister of Long-Term Care here in Ontario, Dr. Mary Lee Fullerton. Thank you, Minister.